بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. Any hadith is mentioned that Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام had mentioned one time, المؤمنون كرجل واحد. That all the believers put together, what do you call the ummah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, are like one body, are like one person, one individual. إن اشتكى عينه اشتكى كله وإن اشتكى رأسه اشتكى كله أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. That all the believers put together are like one person, one body. If the eye pains, the entire body pains. If the head pains, the entire body pains. Whatever we are experiencing right now in the world, we find our brothers in Palestine, in Gaza, what they are experiencing right now should pain every single believer. This should be the focus right now, what we are experiencing right now in the world. How we can draw the rahmat and the mercy of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and globally, internationally, the only way to draw the rahmat of Allah is when the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will come back to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most valuable commodity, asset to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, to the extent of ulama explain that when he came to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the most beloved of Allah, was sent to this world with the deen haq, bil huda wa deen haq, liyuzhirahu ala deen kulli. So that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may be established in the world. This is the most valuable thing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the ahkam, the commands, the sharia, the deen of Allah has to be established in the world. For this, the ulama explained that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tolerated the zat and the being of his beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam to go through qurbani and sacrifice, but the deen must become alive. Whether it was in the Haram of Makkah al-Mukarramah, the most beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the closest positions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sajda, in the Haram of Makkah al-Mukarramah, the most beloved place to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, next to the Ka'batullah in sajda, in that position the kuffar of Makkah come, and they throw the intestines of camels upon the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is prepared to see that also, but the deen must become alive. The qurbani taken by Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, innumerable. We can't even explain. 3 years boycott, where there was complete sanctions. No food, no import, no export, no marrying, even in the family of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, to the extent the writers of Sirah, those that record the Sirah, mentioned that the cries of the babies of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were heard in the gullies of Makkah due to starvation and hunger. To that extent, and the Nabi of Allah was there, and the babies were crying. The riwayat comes in Hayat of Sahaba, a Sahabi says, we were so hungry, no food whatsoever, starvation, complete boycott, complete sanctions. This is starvation gripped us to the extent that one night in the darkness of the night, he was passing water, urinating. And he hears the splatter of the urine on something. After he relieves himself, the Sahabi says, radiallahu anhu, he found it was a piece of leather. He says, I cleaned it. And so to say, I boiled it, and I burnt it a bit, and I chewed on it just to relieve my hunger. Just to relieve the hunger. To that extent, qurbani was taken from Sahaba radiallahu anhum, concerning whom Allah says, radiallahu anhum wa radu an, that Allah was happy with them and they were happy with Allah. Allah was happy with them because of how they reacted to Allah, and they were happy with Allah, whatever condition Allah put them in. Then to Allah took so much of qurbani and sacrifice for 3 long years boycott. Finally, when they were released from the valley of Abu Talib, Shi'bu Abi Talib, that in the same year, 10th year of Hijr of Nubuwat, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as they were released, few days in that month, thereafter he lost his uncle Abu Talib. His external support was most beloved to him. It was his protector, his shield. Few days later, he loses the internal support of the Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. There's no wife at home and all young daughters. Hazrat Zainab, the eldest, when she was 10 years old, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam got nubuwat. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, the youngest. Here Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam got such a deen to carry upon his shoulders. And now there's no wife in the house. There now there's a challenge. Externally there's no one now to protect him and to shield him and to speak on his behalf. It was just sacrifice upon sacrifice. Ulama explained that that period and juncture of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was so low at that moment of his life, he thought that now I will leave Makkah al Mukarramah. I cannot live here anymore. It's unbearable. This is the beloved of Allah. Unbearable. And now Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam goes all the way to Taif. Go by a road almost 3 hours. The Nabi of Allah goes all the way to Taif with hope in the heart that they will receive me and they will give me asylum and I will be able to propagate the deen of Allah freely without any restrictions. Goes all the way to Taif with hopes in his heart that the people of Taif will host me, that I am from the Quraysh, Banu Hashim. But the treatment of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, the dua that he made after he was pelted. And for us to say that Nabi of Allah was pelted is very easy, my dear brothers. As we always explain, in our situation, in our country, when we see mob justice, we know what happens. Somebody with a brick, somebody with a bottle, somebody with a rock. This was mob injustice in Taif that was taking place right now. And leave the entire Gaza, this is the beloved of Allah that was being stoned and pelted and hit from all sides. As he's walking with no protection whatsoever, Allah is all watching. Allah is basir. But my deen has to be established. Oh my Nabi, you've been sent to establish the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 10 days, you can say 10 days, ulama say 10 days tashkil in Taif. And all this Nabi of Allah went through. Came back absolutely broken. Absolutely broken. Ya Allah, where do I turn to now? All the doors have closed. There's no hope. Then at that juncture of his life, when Nabi of Allah was at the lowest right now, but full yaqeen and full conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise that Allah will send his help, Allah will turn the tables, Allah will turn the winds also. At that time, Nabi of Allah was taken from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. 10th year of Nubuwat. This physically also raised Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Such a low point in the house of Hani, the roof split open, Jibril Amin took him, the long incident we know about it, comes to Masjid al-Aqsa and right into the darbar and the court of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And before that, in Al-Aqsa, O Nabi of Allah, tonight's the night to stamp your nubuwat in the seal of it. Imam al-Anbiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Taken into the court of Allah, what's happening tonight? Your ummah will be given salah. Your ummah will be given salah. Someone sacrificed, and this is now the in'am, and this is the reward and the award for you and your ummah till qiyamah. I'm happy with your sahaba, I'm happy with you, and I'm giving you salah for the ummah, that bring the ummah upon salah. So it was qurbani after qurbani, the ummah was given salah, 10th year, then 11th year, 12th year, 13th year. The ansar came, it was their nasib. It was their good fortune. For 10 years, no one accepted the da'wah in Mina. Finally Allah Ta'ala sent the Ansar. Amongst them Abdullah bin Rawaha, many other Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Abdullah bin Rawaha also buried in Sham. Many other Sahaba ikram came thereafter. For the Ummah to understand that the deen of Allah has to be established in the world, whether they be in South Africa, whether they be in Gaza also, we will make dua for those brothers, ya Allah, for the complete deen to come into that part of the world also to get the help of Allah. But if the Ummah is going to be asleep, and they're going to be cheering some sporting event, and they don't make tawbah, then we cannot hope and wait for the help of Allah. Sahaba ikram, Allah gave the certificate, I am happy with you, but then to sacrifice was still taken. Qurbani was still taken. And now the ummah is rejoicing over the kuffar, some sports they are playing. How is the help of Allah is going to come to this ummah? When so much sacrifice was given, the blood of Nabi of Allah was spilled for the ummah to come into existence, and the ummah is kicking the deen of Allah. There has to be some pain in the heart. The ummah is one ummah. If the toe is paining, if the head is paining, the eye is paining, the entire body pains. There's no time to smile. There's no time to smile. Hasan Basri rahimullah has mentioned about him, his entire life he never smiled. They say he only smiled at the time when he had passed away, just before he had his demise. And his students were there. And then they saw him bursting out laughing. And somebody sees him in his dream. Oh Hasan, you haven't smiled your entire life. How could I smile? Deen of Allah. But before you passed away, you smiled. He says, yes. I was so strict and so, I was so concerned and always conscious of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single moment not to break the command of Allah. Just before I passed away, I saw Shaitan saying to Malakul Maut that be hard with him. So he says, I mentioned to Malakul Maut and Shaitan at that time with a smile, be hard for what? Allah gave me tawfiq my entire life to take care of His commands. Why should you be hard with me? So with a smile, he left this world. All the time concerned about the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now it's for us to bring the ummah upon tawbah and istighfar. The ummah have slipped up. And yes, we have slipped. That is why ulama is saying that now to make istighfar, nastaghfirullah, wa natubu ilayh. When we say astaghfirullah, that I seek forgiveness from Allah, and I turn to Allah, you say, now say, nastaghfirullah, ya Allah, we seek forgiveness. Ya Allah, I'm seeking forgiveness on behalf of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we turn to you. So we use the plural, nastaghfirullah, wa natubu ilayh. As much as we can. We have durood sharif and istighfar the entire day. Keeping in mind the entire ummah, ya Allah, we are making istighfar and tawbah for the ummah. Turn the winds of nusrat and help for the ummah. And Allah can change it. If we one person now will create a revolution in his life and come towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one masturat is to make a decision from today, I will cover myself. I will don the hijab and parda. That young girl says, ya Allah, for the love of the ummah and the Nabi of Allah, I will cover my hair from today. That youngster will say, today I will go to the barber and take out my 2 lengths hair and become like the Nabi of Allah style. One sacrifice in Qurbani, I will change. If I can change my inner self and my habits, Allah will send the winds of nusrat and help. And how it will come? The battle of Khandaq. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam at that time also, when he had two rocks and stones tied to his belly, there was no food, there was no water, there was no outside assistance, they were cut off completely. One is cut off completely, in that sense, no water, no food, no assistance, and then also they built the trench, physical cut off from the world, no one to help whatsoever. Sahaba ikram were broken and down, but that was a band and a group and jamaat whom Allah was happy with. The Nabi of Allah makes dua. Nabi of Allah makes dua. Nabi of Allah makes dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then Nabi of Allah says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nusirtu bis saba. Uhlikat aad bid dabur. That Allah assisted me with the help. The easterly wind came. Allah sent the easterly wind, which is called saba. So Allah sent his armies. Wajunuda lam taruha. In Surah Al-Ahzab. In the Surah of the Confederates of Khandaq. Allah says, يَا أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ جَاءَتْكُمْ جُنُودٌ. That, O Nabi of Allah, people of Iman, remember the time of Allah's ni'mat upon you when the armies marched against you. They came against you. But Allah sent the winds. Allah sent the winds to help you, and Allah sent such armies which you never saw before. Allah sent them. And there were no fighting. There was no fighting, just a few skirmishes in between. Allah sent the winds, the same wind Allah sent for Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. Nabi of Allah said, Allah sent the easterly wind to help me, and the wind which destroyed Aad, Allah sent that wind to destroy them. Allah has his armies, the ummah has to come upon the commands of Allah, upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now is the time for the ummah to make tawbah and to bring deen into our life. And the deen has to prevail, the deen has to be established. That dua we should be making. One is, ya Allah, bring the help and nusra to the people of Gaza, and ya Allah, bring deen in their part of the world completely, 100%. For them now to come unto the deen of Allah. The land belongs to Allah. The land belongs to Allah. And one point for us to understand, ulama say, when it comes to the kuffar, when it comes to the earth, when it comes to the elements of the world, Allah has put this to the service of the believers. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Allah said, whatever you'll find on the earth, in the world, is for the Muslims to benefit from. Leave it to the kuffar to go and march. They will do our work. We will march to the masjid. We will protest in the masjid in the court of Allah. Allah said, all these I put to work for you. They will do the work for you. They will convince the governments and everyone else. They are actually, what we will say in our very simple terms, hamara nokar hai. They are working for us. They are working for us. To this level, our satiza would tell us, when he came to the ulama before, and he came to the mashayikh, and the awliya and saliheen, he said that they never used to even walk also. He said, we should be actually living like, what do you say, like a boss in this world. We should be having drivers, the people working for us, because we are khaira ummah. We're the best of ummah that have come to do a certain specific work and job. The menial things is not for us to do. It's for them to do it. But they put it now in some lovely wrapping that is nice for you. Take the woman out of the house. It's very good. Have some, what you will say, some party out there. Sell some food. Have some pop-up stores. And take them out of the house. He says, set our job there. Our job description is different. We are ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have a very high task, a noble task. To conclude, ulama say that to understand where our powers lie, where the power of a believer is. He said the power of the bullet is in the gun. The power of the lion is not in the zoo, it's in the jungle. The power of the masturat and the believing women of the ummah is within the house. That is where strength and power is. When she will perform her salah, a two-year-old child next to her will see the mother performing salah. When she goes into ruku, that child will go into ruku. She put on her burqi and his topi. When the mother goes into sajda, he will mimic her and he will emulate her. When that child will go into sajda, when Ihsan Sahib says, when the child will see the mother going into sajda, and the men, their strength and power is in the masjid, in the path of Allah, our little children, their power is in the makatib and madrasa reading Quran Sharif. Now you see the help of Allah, when Ihsan Sahib mentions, when the child next to the mother will go into ruku, and the help of Allah will come, and their hearts are pure and clean, their food also is pure and tayyib and halal. He says them at the qasam of Allah, the kuffar will see the effects of one salah, what will happen. He says it will drop the jets. The sajda will sink their ships. The du'as will annihilate the armies. Then the kuffar, he says, will do research. What is this salah about, which they got from Al-Quds? The ummah has to come completely upon 100% salah. Masturat in the home, that is the power and strength. The dua that they will make in sajda, they say, the dua silently and softly that they will make in sajda for the ummah is louder and echoes in the heavens more than the shouting in the protests. That who's hearing that one lady shouting? No one. But the little dua she will make at home, Allah hears it in the skies. But go and shout in the streets, nobody knows you are there. But cry on the musalla, Allah is hearing that cry. Allah is hearing it. And on that Allah will send His help. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding and tawfiq to make amal. InshaAllah, subhanAllah, wa bihamdika.